Blog Talk Radio.
Meditating, Psalms 37 came to me,
Psalm 58 and Psalms 95. I want you to read that. I want you to get ready for this year, this month, Thanksgiving month, the harvest month, to get ready for God to bless you and bring your family more close to, together in the midst of this evil, in the midst of all this witchcraft that's going on. Don't forget, this is the Seed of Abraham, yourfact.com. Go to my website, theseedofabraham.com. If you want to plant a seed, you go to my PayPal, and you can do that. Or you can write me at Post Office Box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. I'm praying for those that had so many calls this evening. Jessica, there were some people depressed. People just as upset as what's going on. God is what's going on. The word of God. You should be a spiritual man, a spiritual woman, and let God illuminate your mind, your soul, and your body. It's money tied up for you. It's blessing coming to you. I just want you to receive it. I want to talk about a divine mind tonight, a mind that can elevate from all the gravitation that's going on in your house, in your family. And some of you say, I got nothing. Well, you make wrong decisions. Okay? I was talking to a young lady. The young lady said, Bishop, I had the money in my hand. Couldn't hold it. Because you got to know when to stop. And say, enough is enough. See, when you're greedy, you can't get nothing. But when you fast, is the word I want to use. It's in the Bible. Fret not thyself, evil doers, they soon be cut down. Plead my cause, O Lord, for them that strike against me. Fight against them that fight against me. Don't let yourself fight against you. Don't you fight yourself when you're trying to gain the world. What God got for you is for you. Can't no man give it to you. Can't no man take it away from you. Can't no woman give it to you. Can't no woman take it. It's the gift of the Almighty God. I say our ancestors. I want to go back to Duke Ellington. Back in New York.
Rihanna, you, Rihanna.
I want you to get ready. And the spirit of Dr. King, the spirit of Malcolm X, the spirit of all those ancestors that kept us, we have to look back and see where we're going with our young folks. So how you want to teach your young folks, how you want your young folks to grow.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the brilliancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the negativity that's going on. I want you to read on this Monday, Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12. God brought special miracles by the hand of Paul. Reason I'm giving you that because I feel that going into this month, you're going to hear lots of things. You're going to see a lot of things. And I want you to be ready for God to bless you and your family, I say. And I want the Divine Mother to walk with you through this journey of 21 going into 22. You ain't heard all that was going on yet. I haven't heard it. But by being anointed of God, you see, some of you got to put the alcohol down. Some of you got to make your mind up, hey, I'm going to leave this alone because I got to do a work for God. And I got to cover my family. I can't cover my family if my mind is somewhere else. I can't cover my family when
my husband or my wife is doing something different, we have to move on the same page. I mean, together. And the greatness of Raphael is a healing angel. And tonight, I just feel on this Monday night, that we need to get ready for the financial blessing God's going to bring in 2021, 2022, 2023, going into 2025. I know you can't see it because you wrapped up in something else. And then we got a lot of jealousy and envy around us. And sometimes it's our family members don't want you to prosper or y'all ain't going to pray with me. And sometimes your family get caught up. I was talking to a young man today, and he said, "Bitch, I don't know how I got caught in this trap with this woman. Woman got 5 babies, and how did I get caught in the trap?" I said, "Brother, you can't eat everywhere and drink everywhere." I'm going to leave that alone. But I want you to read Deuteronomy 28, verse 7, Deuteronomy 30, verse 7, Kings 19, 35. Stop crying about your problem. Exodus 14, 14. Let God fight your battle. God can't fight your battle because you're crying. "Well, I ain't got enough to eat. I ain't got enough to drink. I can't get well." If you got that kind of mindset, go to Exodus 14, 14. He said, "I'll fight your battle." Is you ready for God to fight your battle, or you want to fight it? Or you want your boyfriend to fight it, your girlfriend, your children can't fight the battle. Only the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the ancestor. I say, another Psalms I want you to read, Psalms 27, 35, and Psalms 37. I want you to get ready for a big breakthrough that God's going to do. But first, I got to set things in order. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Michael and his angels fought the dragon and kicked him out of the heaven realm. That means he kicked him out of the heaven realm. And he had the earth realm where he at now. And if you bow down to him, he'll scare you. You'll be scared to go out at the house. You're scared to go somewhere. But when you got the anointing of the Almighty, when you got the anointing of the Holy Ghost, when you got the anointing of God, you become a spiritual man, a spiritual woman. Now, some of you, have a seed. I want you to plant that seed this month. God's going to tell you what to do. And when you plant that seed, some things going to be loosened. Let me say it again. If you got a need, you plant a seed. Whatever your need is, you plant that seed for that. God's going to loose it. I just hear the word, "I'm going to untie some things." I hear the word, "I'm going to loosen some things." Starting now, I'm going to break the curses and the hexes, the jinx that's on you, because you won't loosen in the psychic warfare that's going on. The lady called me. So I told my son to get out of my house. The son said he wasn't going nowhere. Now, this boy is 35 years old. She called the police. He shot the police 8 times. I said, "You got to understand." She said, "That ain't him." "No, that ain't him. He's full of drugs, full of sin. You know, these young boys jacking cars. They're 12 and 13. Where is their parents? What is their parents?" Here's the boy out in the street. He's 13 years old. And his mama, "He don't let that shot." What are you doing out in the street at 13 years old? Parents, you got to take your position. You got to chastise them kids and don't be the friend to them. You got to chastise your son. You got to chastise your daughter. And what you say, go. I say. And some of you, "Well, I don't want to do that." Hey, you lead them down a road of destruction. That's where it said for the children to obey the parents, and the parents should make sure that they're getting the right treatment. You can't be a girlfriend with your daughter. You can't be a boyfriend with your son. It ain't going to work. Psalms 109, verse 1 to 31. I'm speaking to somebody that God wants to release some of those. It's a young lady want a nursing job. I'm telling you, you see, you're going to get that job. Exodus 23:20, the angel, let me say it again, Exodus 23:20, the angel going to come, but you got to obey the angel, and you have to be submissive to God's word. And some of you don't want to do that.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the brilliancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the
something like this. I would add another box on it, another smaller box. Then he says, this too is too simple. I'll put one box for each year. So you've seen a wedding cake, right? So there is the seventh year wedding cake, seventh year box. Thus he said, one would represent the day of each year, and one would represent the season of agriculture, 7 years shall the land be fallow, and 7 years, right, that it rest and over. And thus, the first stone building in the entire world. The first time man built in stone. Stone then was to survive everything else. And thus, because Egypt went towards stone, Egypt history survived. Those who created Egypt, Egypt's mother, Ethiopia, Egypt's mother, Penwet, and so forth, did slowly vanish from history while she was booming because of a stone structure that others followed. And then from that stone structure, he built some of the things that you see, the mortuary temple. Both, some of them was false because only at that time people were stealing. So they built some false ones and some actual ones. Then he built a center of intellectual knowledge, the Grand Lodge. the thing you pass through that looks so modern in the front with these columns, with the fluted columns, that was the Grand Badge. And there they set up the first men, first stone education system, a school, a lodge. That is, was the Grand Lodge of the Kara. Each day, province had had its Grand Lodge. As well, 40 province, they had had the Grand Lodge. The greatest of the Grand Lodge was one Sakara.
At the time,
Souza, Z-O-Z-E-R. And now, on the threshold of what became the most the most intellectual, definitely the most high-cultured society in human history in terms of the impact it had on the world. These Africans, these Egyptians, followed suit on Imhotep to develop a priestly system, but the people who wrote stone became known as the and established a society called the craft, sacred craft of Amun-Ra. The new way tapas, cutaway tails, flip color, and stiff motor looking at the damn penguin. You see a black man looking at a penguin in the heat of the Caribbean, the heat of Georgia, heat of New York, talking about secret society marching down the street. How are you with secret marching down the street? But the one who hasn't done yet, that's what happens in John Day. The one who sees this yet, he didn't come yet. Mary was born yet. This is a soul brother thing. With soul brothers only. We all feel bad because the European people was there. You're all in bad shape. This is one thing you would do. How's your patience? I wish we could go back to those days. Now, Egypt was on her way. I understand it. When I first came here in 39, I didn't cry outside. I wish I'd cry outside. I cry inside. When you have your life locked up and people tell you all kind of lie and make you suffer all your life, then you come and the Lord is lifted. You react any kind of way. We went through a lot, and when you could come in and that burden is unloaded, many of you went through it. Many of you who are mothers, especially you who are mothers and didn't have a piece of paper before you come to mother, wait till you reach to Abu Simbel, I mean to Abydos. Then you will say, I had to pay a penalty of shame for no reason. And Abydos could lift it off your shoulder. I remember a woman bishop who burst out the same way at Abydos when she saw the Immaculate Conception and everything and the pain and so forth, and heard her child called a bastard for 20-odd years, talk about her child being illegitimate because she had a piece of paper. Then she spoke. You know, all of you realize Jesus is illegitimate. Jesus' mother, father was never married. Well, let's go on. When you look at from this year, this organization, every organization you know, those of you with your Greek fraternity and Greek sorority, copied from this year. There was no Delphi, no Grand Lodge of Delphi, come up with alpha, gamma, lambda, rapa, theta, all kind of junk. We didn't call them that. no such Greek language yet. There were no Greeks yet. But we had a language. We dealt with metu nature. M-E-T-U, one word, nature. N-E-T-C-H-R-E-T-H-R, the next word. Metu, language for words. Nature, language of the words of the deity, or the gods, or the goddesses. One thing that the Africans had done at that time, for every god, there was a goddess. One thing, they did not become a masculinized society by us. And that's why I said, when people speak of the domination of men, you talk about European stuff. Because every god here had a goddess. And every god and goddess here had a virgin birth child. Of course, this goddess didn't run around and get no umpty man. And she knew who the daddy was. Every goddess, every quality of God, for a goddess of love, there's a god of love. For a goddess of truth, there's a god of truth. You understand what I'm talking about? For every quality, there's a god, there's the equivalent goddess. So the Africans of Egypt came up with what they call the law of opposites. For in, there's alpha, up, there's down, for man, there's woman. Anything you name, there is an opposite. And the ancients, at that early stage, with Inhotep and others, not only came up with the concept, but drew a diagram of the law of opposites, which Plato tried to play the right. Talking about film, P-A-T-L-C-N, and other such nonsense, and blood, and so forth. Purpose. He has come and spent 15 years, but since the students weren't allowed to write down anything of the books that were there, they had to memorize it. Somebody asked me, why is it, how are you going to remember so many things? I grew up in the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands. One thing the teachers used to do was make you get up and memorize a book. And throw your knuckles up when you miss a sentence. Tell you, give me the story back one. Please, that's a joke. You wouldn't need the one, but then, so that you will know to retain what happened when you're in a place and they know. They started, and from that, they developed the first thing, the concept of moral laws. The admonitions of the goddess Maat. And what they did was to establish the superiority of death over life. We got it. Over there. But don't get me wrong. Then I say, we're going to try to die for dying's sake. This is going to try to die
as a way to consider that the highest experience of life.
Because the ancient said that to live, you must have died.
To die, you must have lived.
That there is beginning and an end is a continuum.
That's where the Europeans try to change the
concept. We are taking for forgiveness for a thing our grandfather did 10,000 years ago. We are going to church begging, Lord, please forget me. When is he going to forget me and forgive me? Then I've got to beg him for the same thing every weekend. No, the ancient Egyptians said, you don't have to go to happen. Say, you know, after last week, what kind of God that is will not accept you? Come in honesty and say, forgive me, but then they come next week, say it again. So they said, no, you do a ritual. You prove. You take your big lamb. You only got one lamb. You give that to God. You keep them wrong. Slaughter the lamb. The people come and eat. I was bad. God is going to, I want God to forgive me. I'm slaughtering the lamb for the community. Next week, 10 weeks, a million years from now, you don't ask for forgiveness for the same thing. You don't pay. That's why it was not necessary for sacrificial human rights. Unlike the pyramids of South America, these were not used. No sacrifice whatsoever. There was no record of a sacrifice, of Egyptian sacrifice on another human being. There were no sacrifice. There were gifts to the Lord, God, fruits, vegetables for the people, the poor, to eat. And you will see all of that, and the walls and temples and friezes are good, probably the different temples started in Luxor. What they did, for example, was to establish the ancient African style of Egypt, establish the Roman.
I was coming from a
different ball game than the Western ball game.
The sisters couldn't understand me because we were trained in Western, and I'm coming from an African position.
In South Africa, the woman as the symbol of justice, peace,
and love.
You can't get no justice, no peace, no love.
And then they come from a way of the female.
What is the symbol of justice
and love?
That is mad. You have to come with your heart as light as a feather of truth, the ostrich feather. There's no way that your heart will weigh less than an ostrich feather. But the symbolism
of it is what we're talking about.
And what is you holding? Two scales, the hills of justice. And so love,
not the failure love,
proved of what did the established goddess have thought with the two cow horns. And why did we pick out why did the ancient Egyptian pick out a cow to represent love and not the bull? What we should do with the bull?
Okay. We get his skin. We could get from him, of course, he beats. We get glued his hoof and so forth.
But we get all those things from the cow. Can we get milk for the bull? I mean, not that kind. Can we get cream for the milk for the bull? Not that kind. We could go on. The cow is going to give us cheese. All those things we can get from the cow, we can't get from the bull. So the ancient Egyptians and other people along the Nile said, we must establish the cow as the seat of justice, but we don't remove the thing we make him associate of. And then the other animals where you can get from the meat and then let's balance it out. Thus the ancient Egyptians said, we will put symbolism and we will use the fowl, we use the beast, we use the reptile, all of that to explain attributes of God. Ministers get there and tell us the ancient Egyptian worship chicken, they worship birds, they worship dogs, and no, it is not, and they feel them saying it no better.
What they're talking about, the plate, the one in the plate, that's why they're telling them lies. And the guy got his research on little lie, and that little lie, you really know the lie. The ancient Egyptians used the snake because of the quality of the snake. A snake and venom will kill you, but the same venom will save you. The falcon was used. The falcon was tied in with other birds. We even built a
zoo. But the falcon comes down and the message, bring back message. It's a cunning bird, it's an intelligent bird. And so, if we're going to talk about God, why not use the falcon as a symbol of qualities of God? So, we use the lion and the man's body, the lion and the man's head, wisdom of the human being for the strength. So, the African said, these attributes of God still is in one God. And what symbol can be used greater than the sun? So the Africans comes up with the sun, symbolic of God. And the Pharaoh was the son of the sun, S-O-S. The S-O-N of the S-U-N. Well, let us see what you can have without the sun. Name it. Every living thing you see depends on the sun. Even the moon depends on the sun to shine. If the sun doesn't give light to the whom there be no sun, light on the moon, movement would be as bad as it is without the sun. Chlorophyll, come, you got no grass, sun green. The cow can't eat, there would be no milk, no meat, no nothing. The grass would grow. But what better symbol can we demonstrate? Who is God? Where is God? The sun. What do you mean? Name me what you could do without the sun. That's God. That's the quality of God. What better thing could we use? What did they put behind Jesus' head? Beside the halo, a sunburst, isn't it? Put the halo around Mary behind her head and the sunburst are behind Jesus. That's what we're talking about. Now, there's no way that a man would be properly trained, that a priest, a Jesuit priest, no, no, he knows. The Jesuit knows all I'm saying to you, just that he will tell you. It's not his job to put himself out of business. But it's my job to tell you.
Stand out and connect with customers on Google by claiming your free business profile. You can easily edit your hours, accept
Instrumentation. But the Africans had already refined even a calendar. The calendar which had started in 10,000 BC called this
calendar. Based upon the stars, the distance of the stars to the earth. Everything centered from the earth. Everything centered from that complex of pyramids at Giza that you went through. Based upon that pyramid that some of you went upstairs, got frustrated because there was nothing in the room. And then you need being right. That point up and coming down when you got there and the tendons start to pull back. My son said, I'm a strong man. See? It gives you a chance to marvel, but then you find out that all that work 20 years to build that was not just for fun or decoration, that it had astrophysical proportion and meaning. Thus, they were able to measure from the earth to the sun, to the other planets, the stars, the moons, and therefore come up with a system we're going to see, which you later call the zodiac, which is really Greek nonsense. They didn't call it that nonsense. They didn't make it up when they make it rectangular. The Greeks, after the French stole the original, they put back a fake one, and you all came to the house until you consult your zodiac. That's what the sister got out. All the mess that she had to suffer wrongly and make her feel guilty. And went back the other way. And I felt bad. We deal, and we're going now where most of the symbols that we're going to see is in the Luxor area. And areas around Luxor where we're going to be dealing. What we've seen in Saqqara and what we've seen here at Giza, it is an attempt to establish yourself with his maker, creator, male, female, whatever. Then, villain or a common face to remember, he is going to be long headed and short lived. When you consider how long you'll be dead, you're going to live no time. You wouldn't see grave been here 10,000, 12, 20,000 years ago. Some human being is along the petrified like stone. So you see why the ancient Egyptian, you can't find the king's palace, but you find where the king is grave. Because what the ancient is saying, I will build monuments to death. Because death is more permanent than life. There's no permanency in life. And he said, since I can't believe that the Creator will make a man just to perish and it's finished, I will develop a concept of life after death. I will theorize what the Lord must have meant, and I will make the obligation, thus the negative confession. Hail, Maat, I have not killed man nor woman. Hail, Maat, I have not spoken with a forked tongue. Hail, Maat, I have not made light thy bosom. Hail, Maat, I have not taken any man's woman or man. Hail, Maat, I have not defiled any woman's body. I'm not like her. Just to get into her body, then walk off, and then expect her to be a good woman after that. I'm not sitting on a coat of wrath, of anguish, of anger. I tell her, oh baby, I love you, I will marry you, and then when I get it, I go off. Then I say, why is she mad? Why is she mad? I don't think you went with her. Forget that in life is not going with us. That's not what's bothering us. Because somebody gonna do it anyhow. But it's the lie, the deceit in which she had to give up her body. Huh? So that starts the ball rolling. So why did she hate men so?
Well, because man trigger up. She hated because she can't trust the next man.
You understand? Of course, that is the female side, I know you brothers are saying, but man, see, I don't talk about balance. I just talk about what the thing is. Of course, I'm guilty of some of that too, you know. I mean, I'm not taking on a bed of roses, but I know why I'm not going to pass up. I know why it didn't mean nothing to the education system that came under prepared me for that. The Adam and Eve story. The Adam and Eve story would tell me that I could believe that a woman came from my repeat. Now, if I got a reason to lie, the lies in the Bible, the first lie I read, that a woman come from my repeat, here a woman got everything for baby, but come to a repeat. Then God will forget the formula of making it from dirt, and God will steal a rip from me to make her. And I come to a rip the same as mine. Somebody make up for the last rib. But we get tight uptight if I say this, but we could go back to the original story. And the original story, man came and woman came from abysmal deep and doesn't explain it. They don't know. But they know, you know, mama know. And you should know. Let us see who's right. After that seed slips down the fallopian tube, gets fertilized, slips into that ovary, and then settles in what you call the placenta. Isn't it deep, dark, and abysmal pit? Isn't it? Is there light in there? Is it water in there, liquid in there? Is it abysmal deep that will take 10, 28 days to come out? In the normal time, or 28 days? And then it comes out. Isn't it heavy? If you look at heaven, look at it and tell you. Heaven is at the end of a woman's legs. You read it, the one that said it in the Book of the Dead. Where is your mother's
womb, where your mother's what they call it, lane, the placenta, at the end of her leg, by her crutch is written there. No, but if you look up for heaven in the air, when you've been in there, you came out and there's somebody trying to get back there. Quite often at that. It is, no, there's a heaven in the physical human sense, and there's a heaven in the mental sense. I love both of them, of course. But we can't deal with it. Because the West tell us there's something nasty, something bad about the human vagina. That's the way we've been trained. And therefore, we call it all kind of names. We'll go and tell the doctor, it's your dollar. Go wash your dollar. Associate a fee with it. You know, go wash your money. And all kind of things. We call it pussy. All kind of ugly names because we have no value of it. So my mother said to me, as a coming boy, as a big enough, she kneeled up. And you know, to put your face where you came from. I put my face
direct to my mother, but then I press my head to know.
Every 31st of December, you come to me and take the same position because
I might work today.
My sister was born 8.5 years later, and my sister grew up.
She said, come to me on August 13th.
Every August. Until I relieve you of the responsibility because it's my birthday. He had two birthdays in a year. He had more, but he died. He said, you ain't got no damn birthday. Don't mind you hearing this USA. It is my birthday. I push you out. All you did was come out. It's my birthday. And then I found my grandmother. He took it to me. All of them said, it's my birthday. You got 15 children? 15 birthdays. Now what you did to that birthday? You just come out of it. But if you understand the meaning of it, then we wouldn't rape our grandmother. All the rapes you've been hearing about young 70-year-old brothers raping sisters 89, 90 years old, he had a man in 30 years, threw them off the roof, take their pocketbook, because they had the birthday. Their mother didn't have the birthday. So they had none to honor. It wasn't heaven they honor him. They don't think of the mother's womb as heaven. Could talk about bitch and put your foot in her 8.5 demon dog go behind. What do you care? She's in heaven. But if she was heaven, as the book of Zen said, then you will handle heaven with delicate care. That's what the ancients started. So not only did they start the physical thing, to make Egypt isn't so much its physical phenomena, and which is magnificent, but what done for Egypt is set the moral principle that others had copied and then later find to be not working in terms of dollars and cents. It is too riches for us to keep because it doesn't back our exploits in dollars and cents. It puts us too much. It says, we don't say, thou shalt not. I order you, don't do it. No, we said, we ain't going to talk about that. I have not. In man, I have not. Made like, people should, I haven't tell you, short change. For them, put a piece of washer in the way to make the tongue of corn heavier than it is. I have not spoken a lie. You see, they said, don't do it, but nobody says. You see, what the minister said, don't do what I do. Do what I say. Why? Why should I do what you say and not what you do? Why should you be allowed to screw all the girls in the choir, but I can't have one? No, I go, watch what you say. If you say this is so good to do and you're not doing it, I'm not coming to your damn church no more. You stay in there with your damn self and support yourself. But you can't do that because you're scared you will do the same thing. So you can't tell a sucker, I'm not going to support you no more. So
I'm going to wind down this aspect of it and just tell you that what we are about to see is not only the physical aspect. We're going to deal with the spiritual aspect that made your ancestors that way. Because it's the spiritual aspect that made them do the material things that they did. The spiritual aspect that made them build these great buildings. Produce science and mathematics along with for you to be able to talk and write, communicate with each other. Spiritual need that they were trying to do. When you see the different hats, the different crowns they use to represent each different qualities, and the temple of Gastro, and both sides of the temple, you're going to see the 28 different hats and crowns. It is the spiritual aspect that makes them show God, Ra, coming out of heaven, coming out of a woman's vagina in the morning, in a little chapel, in the morning, while the sun, the rays of the sun, while Goddess Hathor, the goddess of love, stays there, smiling as she watches the tree of life. Ain't that not good enough? Forbidden nothing. The Jews took it and distorted to call it forbidden tree. The tree of life, the tree of life, no forgiving principles and things at all mentioned with the Spirit of God. And put in the sun in the night. Loose it in the morning of her vagina, take it in the night in her mouth, and then you see the sun's in different parts of her body showing the woman as the producer of life. They weren't worried for masculine, they didn't need them to be macho and all that kind of thing. They didn't need John Wayne or anybody else. See? They didn't suffer to be big macho. Asked the wife to bring the food. But they didn't put their foot in her behind and then said, bitch, come over here.
And that's where we learn something.
Is that when we start to become so economically
superior,
and then we make the woman a statue of beauty in the house, rather than a helpmate. I think we can stop here. We had a lot of time and question and answer period, and this will hold you till we get to the next chapter.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent...